One Vegetable, One Community has become a thing. It's a local food partnership that brings communities together to plant, grow, cook, and share a vegetable of the year. We just heard about Beltrami County naming squash as their vegetable of the year. Now it's time to reveal the one vegetable that will be spotlighted in Itasca County. Joining us from the KAXE studios are Carmen Griggs and Jesse Davis. Carmen is a master gardener and SNAP coordinator for the Second Harvest North Central Food Bank. And we know Jesse as an advocate for local food and farmers markets. Welcome.
Well, good morning. Can you hear us?
Hey.
Over here in Grand Rapids.
We can hear you.
All right.
Magic of technology.
Right.
So are we ready to jump right into the revelation of this amazing vegetable?
Testify.
We've had the squash. I mean, I don't know if it's a competition, but kind of hard to top the squash and what we heard so far.
Well, I don't know. I mean, do you care? Do you care
I
at
do.
All?
Absolutely.
Do you really
I care
yes.
a lot?
Do you care at all?
I do.
Oh, do you care at all?
Oh. You gave it away.
We did.
Did you stay up all night coming up with that?
That is hilarious.
Well,
why the carrot?
That is a good question. We put a little poll out on Facebook, and that's what came back. Now, there wasn't a lot of participation. So if people carrot about the vegetable of the year, tune into our Facebook page because we will be putting up a poll later this year to pick the vegetable for next year.
So last year, our first year doing the Itasca One Vegetable, One Community, we did beans. And so our tagline was beans on the scene in 2017. And, you know, it was pretty fun and got people involved. You know, carrots are, you know, they're a wonderful root vegetable. They last a really long time. You know, years ago, back in the Middle Ages, carrots were like peasant food, you know, like, ugh, who wants that? And yet, I love them, especially the difference between homegrown carrots and the bagged stuff that's probably been in a cooler somewhere for like 6 months and just sort of tastes like the inside of a refrigerator. There's no comparison.
No. And the ones that you get at the grocery store, I mean, they only come in one color. They're just orange. Do people know that carrots come in a rainbow of colors?
No, I don't. Yeah. Tell me about that.
Well, anywhere from white to purple and everywhere in between.
We sell carrots at the farmer's market here in Grand Rapids. And right now, all we do is rainbow carrots because that's something that's unique. And what I really like about it is the kids get really excited about it. And that's something that we really enjoyed with the beans last year is we get donations from all these different seed catalogs. And I think the big donor this year, Carmen, was Johnny's, right?
Johnny's. But I got seeds from a variety of seed companies and Farm Service here in Itasca County is donating as well.
And there's just, I mean, I don't know, probably 50 different varieties of carrots. There's short ones, long ones, fat ones, skinny ones, rainbow ones. You can get all white or all, there's one that's called a dragon or something like that that's a real dark purple, but it's orange inside. Mm-hmm. And those different colors are really engaging to kids. And it was the same thing with beans last year. We got so many different varieties that we gave each person in their packet, they got a packet of regular beans, you know, it's just your kind of bush beans. And then they got magic beans. we just had so many different varieties, you know. So this year, I think, Carmen, you're just kind of mixing some.
I just decided to mix them all together rather than try to separate them out by variety. So there's no guarantee as to what you'll get, but you'll get a mixture of varieties when you pick up your seed packet.
My mind has been totally blown by this because I did not know there was any other carrot than an orange carrot.
Well,
so I'm pretty darn excited about getting that variety pack.
Now you'll have to do some taste testing.
Yeah. So when people, so they're just going to plant the seeds and they have to wait until they pick the carrots to discover what's beneath the soil?
Yeah.
Is that fun?
That's right, yeah.
So give us some tips on how to grow carrots. I actually have had pretty bad luck with carrots. So
well, if you've had bad luck with carrots in the past, the first thing I always recommend as a master gardener is to get a soil test. So if you go onto the University of Minnesota Extension website, you can click on the link to a soil test and follow the instructions there, mail it into the U of M, and they send back a report letting you know what's in your soil now and what you might need to add to it. That's generally the number one problem that people have, especially here, you know, in northern Minnesota, we have a lot of clay in the soil, and carrots like a nice, loose, friable soil to grow in, you know, because they're grown completely 100% underneath the ground, so they need to have a nice, loose soil. And then the other thing a lot of people do is carrot seeds are so tiny, you know, it's easy to just sprinkle them down the row and then kind of forget about them until later and you want to go and pick them out and you discover that they're just all too crowded together and they never got very big. So you want to either space the seeds out a little bit more, or if you do the sprinkle method, then you're going to want to go in and thin them out as they grow. And you can eat those little tiny thinnings.
And, you know, carrot seeds are teeny tiny. You know, with a bean, it's really easy, especially for kids, or you put a couple in even a little cup or a planter or something like that. Whereas, you know, carrot seeds are like one step up from dust. So it can be really tough to try and space those out. And it is important to do the weeding too. You know, and all these carrots, regardless of what variety are, they're going to have that real wispy frond that almost looks kind of like dill or
parsley.
Parsley. And so it's easy enough to you know, kind of separate the weeds. But, you know, even when those little wisps are, you know, 2 inches tall, you really need to weed them so they get that maximum sunlight and they're not competing for water and nutrients.
They are kind of slow to germinate, whereas weed seeds just seem to pop up overnight. So you'll probably want to weed them a couple of times just in the first couple of weeks, even before the carrot seeds come up, just to make sure they're not getting outcompeted by those weeds.
How do you know when they're done growing? I mean, I've picked them before. Oh, shoot. I picked too early, and then I wait. Is there some kind of rule of thumb to gauge when you can pick your carrots?
Well, it kind of depends on the variety. So you want to know how big your variety is going to get. And of course, in these seed packets that you're going to be getting from One Vegetable, One Community in Itasca County, you don't know what variety you're going to get. So you can kind of brush the dirt out, you know, from around the top of it and just kind of see how big, you know, how wide it is. And does it look big enough? And then, like you said, you don't know when you pull it out of the ground, is it going to be 2 inches long or is it going to be 8 inches long? You kind of don't know until you pull one out. And that's fine. And pull it out and taste it, and then you can decide, no, the rest of them need to grow a little longer, or maybe they're ready.
And, you know, it's by testing them, you're also kind of thinning the plot there and making some space for the carrots too. So, you know, you might want to look for the ones that have that largest base right up there by the soil, you know, yank that out, and then you're giving a little more breathing room to its brothers and sisters there.
But you can leave them in the ground right up until we have those first couple of light frosts. Some people in warmer climates do leave them in over the winter and maybe cover up the soil with something like straw bale. Here, the ground just freezes so solid. I haven't had good luck with that. They just turn into mush.
And how about eating carrots? Is there any other way than eating them with ranch dip?
Absolutely. So if you pick up one of our toolkits in Itasca County, which, by the way, we're going to distribute at local food shelves, the local libraries, and the Itasca County YMCA. And in that packet will be not only instructions for how to plant your seeds, how to get an idea of when your carrots are ready. There's also, I think, 3 or 4 recipes on there for different things. I know one of them is a roasted carrot with a maple glaze. One, I think, is a carrot salad, and I can't remember what the other one is.
You know, I have found that, you know, carrots, especially homegrown carrots, are just sugar powerhouses. They are really sweet. And so that works really well when you're trying to balance your salty, your sweet, your sour, and even a little bit of bitter. And I think that one of my favorite ways to do fresh carrots is a carrot and ginger soup. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's something where you would kind of steam these carrots or basically parboil them. You keep that liquid there. and you pop those babies into a food processor, and then you could saute up your garlic and your onions. You know, you grate that ginger, and you could add chicken stock, or you could just use that, you know, the onion and carrot broth in there. But there's a ton of carrot and ginger soups out there that I just think are really bright and delicious, that's packed with beta carotene and natural sugars, but really delicious. One of my favorite ways that I like to use them is I will use my little fancy pantsy mandolin slicer, so, because my knife skills are garbage. I can't cut some, you know, things into a matchstick, or, you know, even julienne. They're all different sizes and shapes. So I cheat and I use my little slicer, and I'll kind of make matchstick carrots, and then I also use daikon, which is a big white kind of Asian radish, and we'll marinate those in a little bit of rice wine vinegar, and then also a little bit of fish sauce, a little bit of sugar, kind of a classic Vietnamese marinade. It's got three or four ingredients, and you just kind of do a quick pickle. You marinate those for half a day, and they are just kick butt on sandwiches and spring rolls and stir fries. They're just manna from heaven. So there's a lot of ways to do the carrot out of the box.
Yes, we've posted quite a few recipes already on our Facebook page. So like us on Facebook. It's OVOC Itasca. OVOC stands for One Vegetable, One Community. In Itasca County, there's actually a number of different communities in Itasca County that are participating in this. So we have Grand Rapids, we have Big Fork, we have Nashwauk, and then we have Hill City, which we realize isn't actually in Itasca County, but they were happy to to throw their hat in the ring with us.
Yeah, and I mean, there's 27 communities in this sort of north central and northwest area of Minnesota that are participating this year. And it's, you know, I remember going to the Rotary Club last year and being like, yeah, one vegetable, one community, beans. And I really expected people to just like scratch their head and then just look away. And, you know, these folks were really kind of intrigued and engaged. And I think it's a great opportunity just to have fun, to kind of bring people together, whether, you know, you're, you know, a senior that's been gardening for 50 years, or whether you're 5 years old and just learning, you know, carrots aren't that difficult to grow. And the very first thing I grew in my backyard when I was a kid was carrots. And my mind was blown when I ate it, because it just, it tasted so different. And when I'm at the farmer's market and I've got my rainbow carrots, and I'm probably breaking some health law when I do this, but I see a little kid go by, I'm like, hey, I want a carrot. You know, they taste it, and I see that same look on their face that I probably had when I was a kid, because it just tastes so fresh, so different. And
it's one of my kids' favorite snacks from the garden, and I remember that too from being a child, just pulling it out of the garden, breaking off the top, using the greens to brush the dirt off the carrot itself, and then just eating it right there. I don't even bother to wash it off.
Yeah, and it's just a good example of the difference, you know, that a little bit of dirt, you know, that's not a bad thing, that vegetables come from the ground, not from the grocery store. So we're pretty excited to get people to care at all.
And that's Carmen Griggs and Jesse Davis. Thank you for coming in this morning to tell us that carrots are the vegetable